Chapter 33. Helotine, Canticus Southern District, the Cairns. Drakkard watched his troops on the tactical display as they delved further and further into uncharted Canticus. For almost an hour since the Targon's fateful encounter, there had been no sign of the enemy, and no word from the Adeptus Sororitas either. It was as if the heretics had retreated so far into their own lines that they had emerged out of the other side of the city and into the desert. Unopposed, Drakkard felt increasingly like he was walking into a trap. But his desire to grasp what he saw as a chance at a final victory overrode his better judgment. Little was left in reserve, only a few Cadian infantry platoons, some light vehicles, any storm talons that could be spared. Drakkard was betting almost everything he had on a single decisive attack. Sergeant Vereth's squad was too distant to recall, likewise the other Cadian regiments. Their engagements were skirmishes now, insignificant to this. The relics forgotten, Drakkard had a taste of the enemy and was storming through a once unconquerable city in a belligerent mood. It didn't occur to him that the ragged line of his formation was brutally vulnerable, that in a single knockout blow his enemies could destroy him and his army. That possibility didn't occur to Drakkard until he remembered something he had heard about Canticus, about the old districts where his enemy hid from sight, about the old tunnels, the world beneath a world, the city concealed as a bed of leaves would a huntsman's trap. Ahead, a ridge of high ground emerged through the darkness, the edges of its lofty buildings picked out by the sentinels' search lamps. They had strayed into an urban valley, a basin of land before the city rose up higher and more dominant. Drakkard was turning, his chaplain reaching the same conclusion as his commander, their eyes meeting as a sense of impotent urgency filled them. The order to fall back was barely formed on Drakkard's snarling lips before a low rumble filled the valley, swelling to a bellowing crescendo, and the world beneath the world rose up to engulf them. Xantho felt the quake before he heard or saw anything. It rumbled up through the chassis of his Predator tank in subtle tremors that rocked his pintle mount and told him something terrible had just happened. As he called down for the Vox to try to establish contact with Colonel Redgage, he noticed the plumes of smoke and dust occluding part of the city. They came from the direction of the second armor column, the one accompanied by Korad and his troops. The Dreadnought had been en route to link up with Captain Drakkard's forces and the bulk of the Salamander's martial strength in Canticus. If the two had met as planned... "Oh, merciful Vulcan," Xantho whispered. Both vox links to Korad and Colonel Redgage were non-responsive.
"Drakkard," he called down to his comms operator below, "establish a column-wide link."
After a few seconds, Drakkard replied,
"Ready now, Commander."
Xantho nodded and addressed the entire column.
"All tank commanders, change heading to east now. I repeat, all armor is to proceed eastwards immediately."
A direct route would take them through the city. They would be vulnerable to ambush. They would lose vehicles to the terrain. Some, most, would likely not make it through. Desperation had forced the commander's hand, robbing him of choice and sound tactics.
"Brother Sergeant Xantho," Drakkard began, "across that rubble and debris we risk..."
"I know the risks. If we have to bulldoze our way through this accursed city to reach our brothers, then that is what we'll do. We have no time left for caution. Warriors are dying, Drakkard!"